dropped and the price rose. You could lend money like a bank and charge interest on credit backed by the same oil in your pipes that the producer was paying you to deliver. Best of all, or worst of all, depending on your morals, when you owned a pipeline, you set the shipping rate to favor your friends and gouge your enemies. You could even refuse to deliver at any price, a Rockefeller specialty to bust independent refineries. Matters and Hopewell's Constable Hook refinery was sitting idle, dry as a bone, because the Standard declined to pipe them crude. Spike laughed. Remember what I told him? We'll melt your passengers in our refinery, but it's your job to make them solid again. The president of the railroad had granted Spike's joke a thin smile, and their lease a death blow. You can't pay me enough to let your pipe cross my tracks. Why not? Orders straight from the 11th floor. In the year 1899, there was only one 11th floor in the United States of America. Rockefeller's office at Standard Oil's No. 26 Broadway headquarters in New York, and it packed more punch than the White House and Congress combined. Tonight, Bill Matters was punching back.